This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. Today we get down to basics with our favorite physician, Dr. James Markham, founder director of HeartWise Ministries. He's here to share some tips and guidelines for keeping ourselves healthy in a decidedly unhealthy world. That can be a challenge, but it's one we should accept without hesitation. Dr. Markham, where should we begin?
Well, you know, Charles, I love talking to people about health and how they can feel better because I'm a busy cardiologist and I work in the office every day. And I'm surprised at how many people don't think about their body as a great asset. And, you know, God's given us his body to take care of. And in our world that we live in over the last 40, 50 years, I look at the death rate. It's still about the same. 1.7, 1.8 million people die every year. Of course, heart disease is usually about 700,000. And despite all of modern medicine, despite all of the procedures, all of the hospitals, all the innovations, the death rate from cardiovascular disease is about the same. The death rate of cancer has gone up. The total deaths are about the same. So it doesn't take someone very long to look at the evidence and realize, hey, we're not really making progress here.
No, we're not.
You know, we're not making progress. And, you know, if we're going to really heal, you know, we just don't treat symptoms. We want to get at the cause of problems. So in laying out this program, some simple things that people can do today, what they can do right now to remarkably change their health. I'm going to surprise people a little bit, Charles, because it's not going to be a pill. It's not going to be a procedure. It's getting back to the basics and the basics of life. And one of the things that I see the most of, and I see this every day in our practice, is every cell in our body has water. Without water, we cannot function well. And yet, it's been estimated that 70 to 75% of people on the planet are to some element dehydrated. The more dehydrated you are, the more problems you have. Remember, water is the key for every cellular function in the body. If we don't have enough water, the stress cascade turns on. We make chemicals like adrenaline and cortisol and inflammatory markers and all these bad things that damage the body. So it might not damage it a lot up front, but a low-level dehydration over years and years and years can raise your stress chemistry.
Sure.
We know that people that are dehydrated, their metabolism slows down. They're more likely to gain weight. We know that their muscles are weaker because 75, 80% of the body, the muscle mass is water. The brain is made of water. We know that people that don't have water have a higher chance of having heart attacks because the blood gets thicker. We know that water is a vital ingredient for the kidneys. Without having good water to the kidney can't flush out all the impurities. The digestive system, without water, things don't flow through and they get clogged up. You know, so if a person will just think about water. God made the earth water. He made our body water. And yet now, do you know what the number one beverage in the United States is now, Charles?
I have a sneaking suspicion it's not water.
No, it's not water, Charles. It's soft drinks.
And
soft drinks do not hydrate us.
No.
And unfortunately, a lot of people drink a lot of caffeinated drinks, which dehydrate us. So if we drink that in all day long, and of course, eating fruits and vegetables, a lot of fruits and vegetables are made of water. So you get water when you eat fruits and vegetables, about 20 to 25%. If you don't drink water, all the cells don't have the basics that it needs to heal. It doesn't have the basics it needs to function well, and it turns on the stress pathway in our bodies.
That's a very important point that you make there, that just because it's liquid doesn't mean it does the same thing that water does.
That's right. And you know, we lose water when we're out in the heat. We lose water when we exercise metabolism. We lose water when we talk a lot. We lose water all the time. And yet I'm amazed. The first thing we do when a person comes into the emergency room, Charles, is we start an IV. And I can't tell you how many people don't drink water, and it makes any medical condition worse. I saw a lady, I was on call last night, that came in that had a low blood pressure, and she had a urinary tract infection, and she was terribly dehydrated. And I asked, well, how much water do you drink? Oh, I don't drink water.
Oh.
And I said, what?
Point of pride?
What do you drink? You know? Well, I drink one Sprite a day, and she drinks some coffee, but she doesn't drink water. And I tried to educate her. I said, well, this is one of the most important, if not the most important, ingredient in our whole system.
Really?
You know, it's more important than medicine. It's very important. If you don't drink enough water, your blood pressure goes down. When you get an infection, it's that much more pronounced. If you don't have water in them, you're taking medicines. The medicines aren't metabolized appropriately. Mm-hmm. And I said, and the older we get, the more our thirst gets down. Yeah. So we almost have to treat water like medicine. Mm-hmm. It's a valuable ingredient. You know, your car needs oil. You know, your body needs water. And it's almost got to be a reflexive thing. And how much water do you need? Well, if you drink until your urine comes out clear, that's a great amount. Mm-hmm. And if you're otherwise normal, if you take your weight, let's say you weigh 180 pounds, mm-hmm. well, about 90 ounces would be water. Okay. And if you think about that, one of these Dasani bottles or bottled water, that's about 20 ounces. Yeah. A big glass of water has about 20 ounces. Mm-hmm. So you need to drink at least three or four of those usually a day. And if your body's normal, that's not going to be too much. You know, that's going to be a good amount. But what will happen is the number one cause of fatigue in America last year was dehydration.
So you drink half your body weight in ounces of water.
That's correct.
Okay.
So like to say, if you weigh 200, about 100 ounces.
100 ounces. Okay.
Okay. I think you get the picture.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
If you don't like to do it, well, keep drinking till you see your urine comes out clear.
Okay. All right. Good.
But, you know, if people realize the importance of water, the leading cause of fatigue is dehydration. Mm-hmm. You know, just drinking that. One of the causes of dementia is not getting enough water. You know, people don't think as good. Yeah. Low blood pressure, water. Kidney problems, water. Joint problems, inflammation in the joints, not having enough water as a cushion, as a barrier. Blood clots, not having enough water in the system. So it goes on and on and on how many conditions that not only water improves, but also water prevents things. And if you do have a medical condition, if you don't have enough water, it makes it that much worse.
Okay.
And it's weird, Charles. I see people that they'll take a shower every day. You know, that's not a big deal. You know, I want to be clean on the outside. But when you say, well, do you shower on the inside? And they'll look at you and say, what? What does that mean? People just don't think about it. Physicians don't stress it. 200 years ago, that's all we had to drink is water.
That's right.
But now that we have all these other things, sometimes we don't bring enough water in. And now that people aren't eating as much fruits and vegetables, that's another loss of water that we used to put in our bodies. So health condition number one that I want to leave with people today is make sure you consciously think about drinking water, especially the older you get.
And also, we want to add here, Dr. Markham, that herbal tea is considered a water. I mean, that works for water.
That will work for water. That will work well to hydrate yourself.
All right,
and, you know, there's certain other electrolyte drinks that will substitute for water, too.
Okay. All right. Very good. Water it is. What's number two on the list?
Number two, I'm liking to get back to the basics. And, you know, it's not too hard to get back to the basics. Number two is breathe.
Mm.
Okay. It sounds so simple, Charles. You know, take a deep breath in and breathe out. But did you realize that we do not breathe well as a society anymore?
Right.
You know, we don't have good posture. We sit all day. We don't take deep breaths. We become shallow breathers.
Mm.
When we don't breathe well, we don't have as optimal oxygen throughout every tissue. And, you know, every part of our body loves to get lots of oxygen.
Yeah.
So just practicing where you're at, take a deep breath, as deep as you can, hold it for 3 seconds, and then blow it all out.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll do that 10 times, you'll optimize oxygen through your body, but also it will turn on the parasympathetic system, which is nerves, that will help relax your body more. So I see people, especially as they get older, they get in positions all the time, they get in a chair all the time, they just don't concentrate on breathing deep, taking in everything possible that they can. So tip number two today for people is make sure you breathe deeply. And if you don't do it, I'd say take 10 deep breaths at least 3 times a day to sort of serve as a sort of a pill for your oxygen levels. You know, these aren't too hard. You know, water, taking deep breaths, but they vastly change your chemistry. When you get enough oxygen, you think better. The oxygen in your lungs helps nourish the muscles. It helps the heart out. You know, when you don't have good oxygen, the heart is never happy. It helps skip beats. Taking those deep breaths lower the chance of you having infections in your lungs. Does a lot of good things to help you out, Charles.
You know, as I look at these two items, water and breath or oxygen,
yeah,
I realize that there is a function in the body that delivers water and oxygen to every cell of the body. How important is it that we keep the blood supply and the blood flow working?
We have to keep the body moving. Now, some people don't like to say the word exercise, but the more we move, the more we exercise, the more we enhance oxygen delivery to the tissue, as well as water delivery to the tissue. It increases this thing called metabolism. That's how fast and how well our body works. So when we exercise, move on a regular basis, this is very important. Well, how much do we need? Well, a study from the journal Circulation said that they had two groups of people and they studied them. One group exercised 45 minutes a day, did nothing else but sat behind a desk. Group two sat behind a desk, did not exercise, but moved around the room every hour. They had equal ability for metabolism. In fact, the group that moved every hour did a little bit better on joint care because they weren't stuck in the same position all day long. But if you can move around the room every hour and get 45 minutes of aerobic exercise in a day, as well as some light strength training for 15 minutes a day, you've accomplished everything.
Our bodies are so amazing. They'll take the littlest help from us and do wonderful things with it.
Right. And that's and while you're doing that, guess what? You will get your deep breathing in. And hopefully at the end of it, you'll get your water in. And this will change the chemistry of the body in amazing ways, Charles. And yet we don't do the basics well every day. And when we don't do the basics well, it's like if you're doing anything. If I ask you, Charles, what is the basics of good writing? You know, you would give me an answer.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And if I said, well, what's the basics of good health? Well, these are the basics of good health. So that's three right now that people can do. They can move, they can drink water, and they can breathe.
Wow. And we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I am eager to hear what else we can do to keep ourselves optimally healthy in this time and age of unhealthiness. And we'll talk with Dr. Markham more about that on our return. So stay right where you are.
To Live with Sam. I'm Sam, talking today with Abram, the smartest boy in our school. He gets an A in everything.
That's not exactly accurate. I got a B plus once.
Really? In what?
I don't want to talk about it. The pain is still too fresh.
Okay, let's talk about health. I noticed that you do a lot of walking and jogging and bicycle riding. May I ask why?
When you have a brain like mine, you've got to keep it in perfect working order. That requires a combination of good food, sound sleep, mental stimulation, and daily exercise.
So, to be smart, you have to be healthy?
Precisely.
So, what do you do to take care of your brain?
I'm glad you asked that question, Sam. First, I care for my body with nutritious meals centered on a whole food, plant-based diet. I refrain from imbibing sugary snacks and highly refined packaged edibles. Next, I stimulate my brain by reading the great works of skilled authors and listening to classical and cultural music selections from around the world. And finally, I succumb to a daily regimen of physical activity that requires a certain degree of exertion. I also floss.
Well, it sounds like you're very serious about your health.
Absolutely. To do otherwise would be, if I may use a grossly overused adjective, totally dumb.
Thank you, Abram, the smartest boy in school. I'm Sam with Live with Sam. Goodbye.
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. We're here with Dr. James Markham talking about health basics today, and he has identified three very important ones that our body will use to keep us in top-notch form, even in an unhealthy world, and that is drinking plenty of water, breathing plenty of good fresh air, and also moving, keeping ourselves going and not just sitting. Dr. Markham, what else do we need to know?
I want to reemphasize to everyone listening, you know, these are basics, you know, and I started thinking about this because as I looked at my coaches, my son swims a lot and they do basics, you know, things that they don't seem important. You know, the kids want to start out doing advanced strokes, but no, you have to do the basics of movement. Mm. Everything that's done well has certain basics that need to be done. And as we finish today, I want to sort of end today's program by talking about the basics of a spiritual life, because that's one of the things that I think is a key that we're going to get to at the end. But the next thing I wanted to put on our list, basics of good health, is all these inputs we put in our body. Everything that we put in ourselves, Charles, is either going to improve us or make us worse. It's either going to enhance us or make us worse. We talked about the water that's going to enhance us. We want to focus on the positives. Everyone can drink water. Everyone can breathe. Everyone can move. But one of the things that we can do is put in good nutrition. And if we look at the literature right now, is we want people to move towards eating real food. The real thing that's nice about real food, and I call this a whole food plant-based diet. The nice thing about this is when you eat real food, not only do you get water, you get nutrients, you get fiber, and now you also get these wonderful chemicals that change us in ways that we're now just discovering. A friend of our ministry's, Dr. Grieger, who you've interviewed.
Oh, yes.
He goes through and looks at all these different phytonutrients and these chemicals in different plant foods and see how it helps our bodies. It's amazing how different things help our bodies do well. For instance, people that eat greens. Greens are very good to help not only pull toxins through our body. You know, it's got chlorophyll in it. It's got magnesium, which keeps our bowels working better, which helps our muscles. It also has nitrates in it, which helps our coronary arteries get bigger. And if our arteries get bigger, every vessel gets more blood. It's lower at the risk of having a heart attack. And that's just from eating greens. We talk about all the fruits and the vegetables. They have a chemical called antioxidants. Well, when we eat bad and when we age, we have a process called oxidation that's going on in our body. That is bad. Well, these antioxidants that we get in all sorts of foods, and we see them probably the most in blueberries and different berries. Kiwis have lots of antioxidants. This helps the aging process. It keeps us from rusting. It helps our arteries throughout our bodies and our brains doing better. It lowers the inflammation in the body. And that's just the natural ability of antioxidants to help us. But we see these chemicals throughout the food kingdom that we're just now discovering. So we find out, as far as nutrition goes, we want to eat the real food. We want to eat the things that God gave us in its most pure form, if possible. I know it's not possible for everyone to get pure organic food, but we want to wash our foods, try to stay away from genetically modified organisms, if possible. And then lastly, we found out that prolonged exposure to bad foods are toxins to us. So we don't want to put toxins to our body. Things like cheese damages us terribly. Eggs are no longer nutritious. And we didn't know all this information years ago, but now that we know about it, we want to move one step at a time into getting into good nutrition. So we want to focus on the positive, the good foods that we can eat. And if we are eating bad foods, we want to minimize that. And for sure, if we want to see if we can find some substitutes, and most people, if they look hard enough, they can find some good substitutes. Now, I had a guy in the office said, listen, I have to have this bad food once a week. I said, well, if you have to have it to be happy, I'm not going to fight with you, but maybe you can find a substitute. If you can't, don't eat it big at night. Chase it with some greens and waters, so at least it'll move through. The transit time in your body will be quick, so you'll have less likely time to absorb all that bad stuff. And he says, is it really that bad? What I have in me? And I said, well, you know, he was a big chicken person. Yeah. And he said he had to have chicken. And I said, well, listen, all those chickens, they live next to each other. They spread their germs. They get fed a lot of growth hormones that aren't good. They get antibiotics. In fact, 80% of our antibiotics are used in livestock industry now. Then they have the diseases. Then you have all that protein and fat that you don't need. And there's no nutrients. And he started thinking about that. And he says, well, tell me about the substitutes again.
Good for you.
But the point is, Charles, in moving through these basics that people don't even talk about anymore, it changes the chemistry of the entire body and not just one chemical pathway. And it does things that we're yet discovering that's beneficial to us. Even though we can't understand the complexities of the human body, how the bowel works, how those trillion bacteria affect the entire body, we know that when we eat healthy, put good nutrition in them, we are less likely to get all this bad inflammation, these bad things going on. So we want to throw nutrition in there. And lastly, before we finish today, I want to talk about our brains, Charles.
Yes, our brains and also that spiritual element. Those two are tied together.
Our brains are so much stress more than ever before in the history of Earth. 1 in 3 people have mental health problems. We have to find ways to relax our brains, get away the stresses on the Earth. We have to turn off the media, which people are using up to 8 hours a day. Right. We have to not be worried about so much of Facebook or watching TV and worrying about what other people are doing. Remember, we were designed to be creative. Yeah. We were designed to serve. We were designed to love. We were designed to do these things. And as we do these things, we take stress off the body. In fact, the opposite of stress is rest. We want to have more time to rest, more time to relax. We want to deep breathe. And one of the best ways to have good brain health, Dr. Andrew Newberg at the University of Pennsylvania showed that people that worship turn off that stress chemistry in the brain. We want to get people back to worshiping. We want to get them to know God. And the 4 ways we get to know God, we want to plug that into the equation. That's through the scripture. We want people to look at the word of God. Another way that we can get to worship God is through nature. Get outside and look at the beautiful things, the animals, the plants, all the beautiful things God made us to enjoy. Third, we also find worship when we serve. When we touch another person, we really are touching God too. You know, because when we do to the least of these, we're helping our Creator. So we want to do that. And the 4th way is we want to be around other spiritual people, whether it be a church or a group that can help us grow and help uplift us and help encourage us. And we can see God working through other people as well. So those are 4 ways we can worship God. We can improve our brain health and help some of the stresses of the world go away, which will turn off that bad chemistry. Now, these 5 things that we talked about aren't that expensive.
No, not a lot
of side effects, but it will do more good and more healing than anything that we can imagine. And when we walk with the Creator, when we worship Him, even if things don't go perfect in this world genetically or whatever, we're assured of permanent healing. God knows where, when, and how He chooses to heal.
Oh, my. What wonderful, wonderful words of wisdom from you today, Dr. Markham. You have outlined the basic health tips that can save our lives not only now, but can also lead to a life eternal. And I think that's very important as well.
Yeah, and we did it in a short period of time. We want to be positive. We want to love people and not judge them, Charles. It's all about loving.
Amen to that. www.heartwiseministries.org is the website. Listen to these programs, share them with other people. Also learn more about Dr. Markham's television programs on that website as well. That's all at heartwiseministries.org. Dr. Markham, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Charles, and wishing all of our listeners well.
All right, thank you. And until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Dr. James Markham, founder director of Heartwise Ministries, inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.